Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1835. Could B vitamins be a way to save your brain from Alzheimer's? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Could B vitamins be a way to save your brain from Alzheimer's? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Research on finding better ways to diagnose, treat, and ultimately prevent Alzheimer's disease is being investigated around the globe on a massive scale. Some researchers are concentrating on ways to prevent amyloid buildup. Others are looking at ways to increase brain functionality. Neuroscience has provided us with a far greater understanding of how our brains can adapt and rewire themselves throughout our lives. The role of diet has been shown to be vital in helping our brain cells function and maintain their best performance. Many studies have examined different micronutrients, basically the vitamins and minerals we eat, to see what impact they may have in helping us to keep our brains healthy. This week, I received a copy of a report published in the UK on the findings of a research study looking at the effect of B vitamins on brain shrinkage. This was a small trial in Oxford looking to see whether administering large doses of B vitamins would lower homocysteine levels in the blood and lead to less brain atrophy in elderly subjects who already had mild cognitive impairment. Our shrinking brain. Our brains start to shrink from the time we're in our early 20s. Not by much, around 0.2% per year. But once we reach the age of 60, the rate of shrinkage starts to increase by 0.5% per year. In mild cognitive impairment, a person is having problems with memory loss, language difficulty, and other problems beyond those normally expected simply through aging. Around 16% of people over the age of 70 develop mild cognitive impairment, and half of these people subsequently go on to develop Alzheimer's disease. Mild cognitive impairment is seen as a precursor for Alzheimer's. In mild cognitive impairment, the rate of brain shrinkage increases to 1%, and by the time Alzheimer's is diagnosed, is around 2.5% per year. Homocysteine and the B vitamins. Homocysteine is an amino acid normally found in the body. Our B vitamins help to keep it in the normal range. In excess, it has been shown to be a risk factor for heart disease, brain atrophy, cognitive impairment, and dementia. In a previous blog post, I looked at a study in women which had shown that using measurements of blood homocysteine levels could determine a woman's risk factor for dementia. It is known that homocysteine levels can be lowered in the body by administering doses of the B vitamins. The Oxford study looked to see whether using large doses of the B vitamins would lower homocysteine levels and thereby reduce the rate of brain shrinkage in subjects with mild cognitive impairment. Big doses of vitamin B. In the trial, very large doses of B vitamins were used, like 300 times the recommended dietary intakes for vitamin B12, 15 times for vitamin B6, and 4 times that for folic acid. The study's co-author, Helga Refsum from the University of Oslo, indicated that in this study, the vitamins were being used as a drug rather than simply vitamin supplementation. It is unknown if these megadoses have any long-term effects, and there have been studies linking high-dose folate to an increased risk for cancer. 168 people over the age of 70 years who had been diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment were divided into two groups. One group received the megadose vitamins, and the other group received a placebo. MRI scans were used to measure brain volume at the beginning of the study, and then annually over a two-year period. The results showed that in the group taking the vitamins, the average reduction in the rate of brain atrophy was 30%. Moreover, those who had the highest level of homocysteine at the beginning of the study showed the greatest reduction in shrinkage rate by up to 53%. Those who had received the vitamins also performed better overall on mental testing. The inference was that this may be a way to help reduce the number of people with mild cognitive impairment from progressing to full-blown Alzheimer's. The how of lowering homocysteine to produce this brain-saving effect is not yet known. Being such a small study, the results, while encouraging, will now be followed up with a much larger study to verify the findings. Where do we go from here? The B vitamins are important to help us maintain a normal nervous system. We can obtain our B vitamins from diet. Some of our foods are already fortified with B vitamins, especially folic acid. The role of folate in helping to prevent neural tube defects such as spina bifida in babies is well documented. Good sources of vitamin B12 are found in fish, milk, eggs, and chicken. Vitamin B6 is found in beans, meat, poultry, potato, banana, and tuna. Folate, or folic acid, is found in green leafy vegetables and fortified breads and cereals. So we can enjoy a wide range of foods to provide us with a good intake of the B vitamins. We can already measure homocysteine levels by a simple blood test, and it's easy enough to take vitamin B in supplement form. It just remains too early to recommend big doses to preserve our brains. What's particularly encouraging from this study is that it may provide a simple and inexpensive treatment to reduce the number of people already with mild cognitive impairment from progressing to Alzheimer's disease. You just listened to the post titled, "Could B Vitamins Be a Way to Save Your Brain from Alzheimer's?" by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with Dr. Brockes that the results of this study are really interesting. I'm sure other researchers will try and repeat this study, so it's going to be interesting to see if they find similar results. But what we do know at this time is that keeping the body moving through cardiovascular exercise, strength and balance training, eating a Mediterranean-type diet, which happens to be high in B vitamins, getting enough sleep, managing stress, you know, all of the behaviors we talk about regularly on this podcast, these are all helpful for preventing cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease. Oh, and how can I forget? That morning cup of coffee may also help too. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Don't forget, I'll be back for my usual Friday Q&A tomorrow, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.